stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Informix Chat with the Labs conference call. Today's call is being recorded. There is a PowerPoint presentation that coordinates with this conference. If you do not have the presentation, you may email Linda Spina at lspina@us.ibm.com. Again, that was lspina@us.ibm.com to get the materials emailed. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the conference over to Jerry Kazee, Director of the Informix Lab. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to April's Chat with the Lab. Today's topic is a little different topic than what we've had the last several months. Rather than focusing on core capabilities of the server, you know, we're going to take a look at integrating, you know, IDS with other products in order to help you mobilize your data. But before we get into the specifics of the chat and I introduce the speakers, I have a few things that I'd like to mention and remind you of upcoming events. First is obviously IDUG in Tampa next month. It's now less than a month away. May 7th is a Sunday, I believe, and I believe there are a number of tutorials planned for the 7th in Tampa, and then the event officially begins on the 8th. And I do hope that all of you are making plans to be there. I know there's been a significant amount of work done by the IIUG as well as a number of prominent IBM engineers and technical speakers. So it should be a great event. The other event that I'd like to put a plug in for, and I think I mentioned it last month, is the Information on Demand Global Conference. It's our first Information on Demand conference, and that's going to be in October in Anaheim. If you can start thinking about that, we have put out a request for speakers, and we're looking for not only speakers from the IBM community, but we're looking for speakers from the user community and from our partners. And if you haven't taken a look at that, I would encourage you to go take a look at the on-demand conference and take a look at the tracks. The easiest way that I know to get there is to go to ibm.com/informix, and you'll see a link there to the on-demand conference. So, trying to generate some interest there, trying to get as many people in attendance as we can, and to get a real variety of speakers. Okay, so let's move on with today's topic. Today's chat with the lab is called Mobilizing Informix Data Server with Enterprise Data. I believe that we had a session like this at the conference in Atlanta back in December, and it was really well received, and we had a lot of feedback that that this was something that folks would like to see again, or that we had feedback from customers that they thought this would be valuable for other customers to see and hear about how IDS is being integrated with other products. So today's speakers are Anita Chung, who is the product manager for DB2 EveryPlace, and also product manager for Express Products, and Jacques Roy. And so at this time, I'll turn the session over to Anita and Jacques.
Thanks, Jerry. And good morning and good afternoon. This is Anita Chung and Jacques Roy. And in the next hour and a half, we would like to give you a presentation of how we can best mobilize your IDS data. We are reaching exciting times with enterprise mobility, and there is immediate ROI and deep business process and industry transformation enabled by understanding and exploiting these possibilities. So what is enterprise mobility? This is all about people who are mobile by the nature of their job and providing them access to information, process, and to connecting them to other people on the job while they're on site with customers, partners and their colleagues. Operational effectiveness. Here, the opportunities are huge. Customers like yourself can deploy pervasive technology deep into the operation of your business to extend the reach of IT systems beyond the very edge of the enterprise. This enables you to become an on-demand business. The possibilities are numerous, and we have the capacity to transform your businesses and sometimes in industries by setting out new business models. We'll explore the vision IBM has, where customers are already gaining early advantages, and where you can start. In today's session, we hope to show you an overview of DB2 EveryPlace. That's the product to enable to mobilize IDS data, and that IBM considers pervasive technology to be at the very heart of the transformation of IT and your businesses. IBM has a breadth of experience and depth of skills in technology in applying this to real businesses across many industries and geographies. We welcome the chance to more deeply engage you following this session and look forward to an active Q&A session. So let's get started. On slide 2, in 2004, 625 million cell phones were shipped worldwide. And the figures for 2005 are not available yet, but we expect a certain that's on the rising trend. 11.7 million PDAs were sold. An accumulation of 30 million hotspots were installed. And over 50% of laptops installed, sold, or owned now have Wi-Fi capability. This sets the stage. Devices and infrastructure are available and becoming more readily accessible everywhere you go. The ability for people to carry devices and have some level of connectivity, even intermittently while on the job, on-site for customers, in a warehouse, at the airport, you know, out in the inventory pools or at a conference, is a reality. What can you do with this new level of business flexibility? Are there any advantages in terms of cost, revenue, and business strength? Are there benefits to keep your mobile workforce mobile? So the answers are yes. We have seen many customers taking advantages of mobile business applications, and they're beginning to see real tangible business benefits. They have increased their productivity and profitability and are driving customer loyalty and retention. So given that these benefits are possible, moving on to the next page, slide 3. Organizations with mobile employees are faced with numerous challenges. They must be able to provide the right enterprise information to each worker, personalized for their needs. Information and transaction must be delivered back and forth to various sources in enterprise, no matter where the worker or the enterprise is located. The information must be available at the right time for both the worker and enterprises. And they must also make sure to use the appropriate technology to make it happen on demand. On page 4, from cell phones that you can wrap around your hands, around your hand to wallet-sized PDAs, mobile devices continue to shrink in size. As device manufacturers strive to make their products to be smaller, however, they're also challenged and reach them with capabilities to enable users to tap into enterprise information and applications wherever they are. That's where the IDS mobility solutions based on DB2 EveryPlace fits in. DB2 EveryPlace is a small footprint relational data server with easy-to-use synchronization capabilities. The IDS mobility solutions can make a huge impact, enabling the mobile users to be as productive on the road as they are in the office or at home. This IDS mobility solutions requires zero administration and can easily synchronize with your IDS data, the data residing on your IDS server, as well as other JDBC compliant data sources. Synchronization is supported on multiple platforms, and it readily integrated with a portfolio of IBM offerings and your existing IT investments. Mobile client support is best of breed, and there are 3 flexible licensing options to choose from. With this proven mobile data server solution, that can easily fit into your IT environment. Organize your organization to infuse greater productivity into your on-the-go workforces. For example, a salesperson equipped with a PDA powered by IDS Mobility Solution can pull up account histories stored on your corporate server. In this case, it's your back-end database running on IDS. Not only can this advantage enhance the sales rep's responsiveness to customers, it can also strengthen decision-making at critical junctures such as point of sale. So there's a quote on page 4 at the bottom showing what how we characterize the benefits powered by DB2 Evidence for their organization. So on page 5, there are a lot of epic business scenarios where DB2 Evidence is a good fit. These mobility solutions are useful to extend the value of your existing IDS applications. Consider Salesforce automation, in which a sales rep can access customer information and place orders. Shipping and receiving for real-time inventory information. Healthcare for access to patient information, inventory management, and field services. On page 6, let's take a look at some of the considerations that you should think through before you decide on the infrastructure of your enterprise mobility applications. First of all, it's important to know who should have access. Security is the topmost concern. Only the right people should have access to the right information at the right time. Which devices? There is a consideration, depending on the task the application is required, the device plays a role in the consideration of the speed, the memory limit, and the cost. So it's important to determine whether the communications cost over time would help you decide whether you will be using a device that will provide intermittent access to your data or over the wire all the time with wireless access. It's also important to figure out which piece of the enterprise data is appropriate to be made available to your mobile workforce who need to have access to information right at the palms. Of course, that's also device management requirements. How to make it easy to deploy and easy to use and easy to upgrade your application. And the type of security required, is it important to have encrypted data end-to-end, or it is important just to have security password locked on the mobile device that the sales rep will be carrying. And also, it's good to know, it's also important to consider how are we going to connect the data information on the mobile device with the rest of the IT infrastructure. So these are the various considerations that you should go through before you decide on the fundamental of your enterprise mobility infrastructure. On page 7, organizations that have IDS today as a cornerstone of the operating environment can infuse greater opportunity into their on-the-go workforce by leveraging DB2 Evidence as their mobile database applications infrastructure. DB2 Evidence supports for all editions of IDS version 10 using the version 8.2 DB2 Evidence Fixed Pack 2. And by the way, DB2 Evidence is the only mobile data server and data synchronization for IDS. So moving on to slide number 9, let's take a look at the overall IDS mobility solution. The solution itself consists of a very small footprint, yet feature-rich and zero-administration mobile database storage. It also consists of the high-performance synchronization solutions enhanced with self-managing, self-monitoring, and self-healing features, which reduce the skills and resource required to manage the underlying data store and synchronization server. And, of course, that the solutions consist of your IDS data source, as you've seen in a diagram on the right-hand side. The mobile data server is specifically designed with a small footprint and an embedded application environment. Functionality is maximized using the least amount of resources. since data security is of ultimate importance to mobile users. This IDS mobility solution based on DB2 Every Place can be secured with table-level encryption, end-to-end transaction encryption, password protection with encryption, and removable memory card support. The EveryPlace Sync server synchronizes the data between IDS and the mobile database on the device. The Sync client on a mobile device communicates with the Sync server through an HTTP-based protocol. The high-performance bidirectional synchronization transfers the latest IDS data transparently down to the remote device. Changes and transactions on the mobile device are automatically incorporated into the enterprise data sources based on IDS. What are some of the devices that have been tested with this IDS mobility solutions? Well, these devices are, we have tested with Palm, the OS-based devices, Pocket PC, and other Windows mobile OS-based devices, Symbian, embedded Linux, Linux on PC, Windows environment on any Intel Pentium compatible architecture PCs, and Neutrino-based devices. We'll go back to talk about application in a short bit. Moving on to slide 12. And for those of you who are interested to download, to have a trial run of the IDS mobility solutions, there's a URL for free trial download available on slide number 9. Moving on to page 10, on application freedom, development freedom. DB2 EveryPlace application development is tightly integrated with key development platforms such as .NET and J2EE. It offers flexibility and choices and supports leading integrated development environments such as the Rational and WebSphere family of tools, Eclipse and Visual Studio.NET, as well as some of the third-party mobile application development tools. And DB2 EveryPlace also supports popular languages such as Java, Visual Studio, C and C++, and .NET. On to page 11. The licensing structure and architecture of the IDS mobility solutions allows your business to scale on demand as your mobility needs grow. Upgrades are transparent and do not require application changes. All there is needed is a change in the license key, and your investment is always protected. On page 12, the IDS mobility solutions based on DB2 EveryPlace has many automatic features that make it easier to maintain. It recovers messages and automatically retries synchronization requests during network failures. The mobile data server requires no administration and self-reclaims unused space. It also offers self-protecting features such as table-level and password encryption. Self-optimization features include automatic database reorg statements after synchronization and automatic removal of server traces, logs, and outdated data. So DB2 EveryPlace includes many self-automatic features to make your life easier as you deploy your application. Moving on to page 13. Page 13 features reference customer CMAC. CMAC is a major public utility company in Brazil, extending their business successes with IDS and DB2 EveryPlace, increasing customer satisfaction and reducing maintenance costs by $600,000. Prior to working with IBM, this utility company had legacy-driven processes that were expensive and time-consuming. They decided to implement an IDS mobility solution based on DB2 EveryPlace to connect their field technicians to critical service order data stored in IDS. Their solution dispatches service orders to approximately 500 field technicians with handheld devices running on Windows, providing faster and cost-effective service responses. in all, the IGS data used by CMAC contains 250 gig of data and supports 11,000 users. The company is very pleased with their mobile application deployment, are in the process of looking into additional usage within the company. They also have established best practices for the other utility companies in the country. So at this point, I'd like to turn over to Jacques Roy, the worldwide technical sales leader for IDS. Jacques?
Thank you, Anita. So moving on to slide 14, where we're starting now in this part of the presentation is look at more technical details of what is this technology and how you can use it. So the first thing you have to know is there are basically three components that are included in DB2 EveryPlace for mobility. The first is a database engine for the mobile device that allows you to store data and access it through a standard SQL interface. Second part is the sync client, which is the set of libraries that you use as part of the API that allows you to, through your application, to ask for synchronization with the sync server. And then you have the sync server that manages the clients and what type of data they need to receive and the different data sources and figures out how to connect the two sites together and keep them in sync. So we'll start looking at that in a little bit more detail. But before we do that, let's look at what are the different things that are supported by DB2 EveryPlace compared to other our competitors. So on slide 15, what we see here is the mobile devices supported by the different vendors. So as you can see, DB2 EveryPlace supports Palm OS, Windows, CE, Symbian, QNX, Neutrino, Embedded Linux, and to some extent supports BlackBerry. There is a little bit of a disclaimer there because BlackBerry is a proprietary platform and they're very they feel strongly about protecting their environment. So there are ways to be able to exchange information with the BlackBerry, but we cannot use the DB2 EveryPlace database on that platform. But we can still exchange information with the BlackBerry. So what this slide shows us is that we support more types of platforms than our competitors in terms of mobile devices, giving more choices to everybody. Moving on to the next slide, slide 16, the supported data sources, so that would be the enterprise data source that you have. As you see here, we support through DB2 EveryPlace all the DB2 UDBs, Informix, Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server, and Sybase Adaptive Server. Sybase may be dropped from the list in the future because of less demand for it. And what you see from the other vendors, from Oracle, they support only an Oracle database, and from Sybase, they support DB2, Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server, and Sybase, but they don't support Informix. So first thing is, DB2 EveryPlace is the only product that supports Informix as a data source. Second thing to notice is that the way we set up the environment, and we'll see that in the next several slides, is when you define what we call subscriptions, which is defining the data that comes from a data source, you can create multiple subscriptions, which means that you could support multiple data sources at the same time. So if your environment has multiple Informix databases, or even if you have an environment where you have some of these the other databases around, you can create subscriptions to all these data sources, which would, in effect, give a unified view of the information for a specific business purpose to the mobile user. So that's a great benefit to DB2 EveryPlace. In terms of client databases, what we see, of course, is Sybase has Sybase UltraLite and ASA. Oracle has Oracle DB Lite, which is, compared to the DB2 EveryPlace database, is quite large. But on the DB2 Everyplace side, you see that we have the DB2 Everyplace database. It is a very small footprint database, roughly in the order of 250 kilobytes, which then leaves a lot more memory available to, for storing data and running applications. But for larger devices, for example, tablet PCs or laptops or any type of larger devices, you could even use CloudScape and synchronize your data from an Informix database to a mobile user that using CloudScape. And the choice of database on the client really depends on what platform you're using to for the mobile user. But that gives you more choice and more possibilities depending on the environment you have. So let's move on to slide 17. Slide 17 shows us a high-level view of the setup of a mobile environment. So if we start on the right side, we see data source. And in this on this slide, we just listed the Informix Dynamic Server. And so what you do here is between the data source and the sync server, you define subscriptions. And we'll see that on the next slide, a little bit more details. And these subscriptions identify which tables and which rows of these tables are made available to mobile users. And this is done through a JDBC-type subscription, so it's a JDBC connection that accesses the data source. On the sync server, you have a bunch of control databases, and you have what's called a mirror database. So that's where we store the data that comes from the data source to be able to then synchronize it with the mobile device. So then from the fact that we have a subscription coming from the data source, we can define connections between the subscriptions that we group into sets and send that to a group of users. This group of users then can be filtered down to specific users, and that's how you identify which data goes to which user. So a lot of flexibility there that is all managed through the sync server, and these definitions are all created through a graphical user interface. Then, continuing on, using HTTP or a secure HTTP connection, we exchange information with the mobile device that can be, of course, DB2 Everyplace or CloudScape. It's very important to understand that this environment is really an API that allows you to manage your data between the mobile device and the sync server. So you have to create applications that will ask for synchronization and manipulate your data coming from the local database on the mobile device. So looking at a little bit more details on how all these definitions are done, let's move on to slide 18. So what we see here, let's start again on the right side, which is the definition of the data that comes from a data source. So the way it's done is we create what we call subscriptions that define tables and rows that come from the database. And so we have different types of subscriptions. We see a little bit more details on that on the next in a few slides. And so when you define a subscription, you define what data comes from a data source. And you can create multiple subscriptions depending on what are the requirements for these subscriptions, where they're going, where they're coming from, because, again, you can have multiple data sources there. So these subscriptions are then grouped into what we call subscription sets that then constitute a grouping of information that can be replicated to the sync server. The way we tie the subscription sets, the data source, to the users is by attaching groups, defining a relationship between groups and subscription sets. So as you see here, I said it's an end-to-end relationship because a group can connect to multiple subscription sets, and a subscription set can be part of multiple groups of users. And so these groups then can be the data that is part of a group that can be filtered down to specific. And then for each user, a user can have more than one device, so we could then filter the information further for specific devices. So what that allows us to do is make sure that we send as little information or just the required information to the specific user to limit the amount of network traffic, because we want to make sure that what the user receives is exactly what he needs to work on and not a generic set of data. So that's how you can define your environment, again, by defining subscriptions to your data source, tying that through subscription sets to groups, and then filter that down to different users and different devices. So moving on to slide 19 is another representation of what I've just talked about, where the sync server is connected to the Informix database server, Informix Dynamics server, and then the different clients connect to the mid-tier sync server. That sync server includes administrative type databases and data mirrors for the different data sources. You see at the top of the middle diagram that shows a mobile device administration center. That's what you use to define all these subscriptions, groups, users, subscription sets, etc. The connection, as I said here, really goes through servlets, which means that we use a WebSphere application server that is also included as part of the DB2 EveryPlace package, or you can use WebSphere, any type of any version of WebSphere, where you simply install the sync server servlets, and then you synchronize with the clients. Moving on to slide 20, we see that the synchronization can be done from the client to the sync server through different means. And so it shows here integrated cellular phones, Bluetooth type interface, wireless LAN, cradle and cable, etc., as long as you have a way to get to that, to get to these servlets that run in an application server. Okay, slide 21, a little bit more details on a JDBC subscription. And again, the JDBC subscriptions allows you to connect to an Informix database and then transfer data to the sync server. So basically, the way that this is done is the JDBC connection is a standard client-type JDBC connection, just like if you were to write any application in Java that talks to the Informix database. What the sync server does is, depending on what type of subscriptions that you create, because you could have subscriptions that simply request a data but never updates it, and so because of that, it will, depending on how you set it up, it will create a number of triggers on the tables that are requested. And so you could have, if you simply select from that database, then you have a minimum amount of information to keep track of. And so the different triggers will be created based on that. And that's how we can keep track through shadow tables, keep track of the deltas from the data source. And when we ask for the synchronization, and that's part of the setup of the environment, you decide how often it needs to be replicated, then you you get these deltas to be able to update the sync server and then be able to synchronize with the portable devices. So moving on to slide 22, we have a couple of different types of subscriptions that can be created to an IDS database. And as we saw, you have the JDBC subscriptions to be able to talk to the database and exchange information. And again, you can access multiple data sources. And because of that, that allows you, through these different subscriptions, to show all the business-related business data to the mobile users, even though it could live in different databases and different servers. And so that's done through the JDBC subscription. We also have another type of subscription, which is the upload subscription, that allows you to directly insert into the source database. So basically that cuts down on the overhead, and that in some cases that could be because it's because the device is used as a one-way mechanism to get to the database. For example, somebody that goes out and fills out surveys on a tablet PC would then synchronize and that would be really a one-way mechanism that goes from the mobile device all the way to the server. And that's your decision to decide to implement that type of subscription. The third one that is listed here is a file subscription. So that allows you to also make some files that come from the server available on your mobile device. So this is outside access to the database. And these could be some sort of configuration files that are required that may impact the way the application would run, or that could be also files that are related to the code of the application. So that's how that's why you would use the file subscription. Okay, moving on to slide 23, the sync server. So I mentioned that earlier, that the DB2 EveryPlace uses several metadata tables to maintain information about internal structures. And we saw that it needs to keep track of subscriptions, subscription sets, groups, and users, and also keep track of the different filtering mechanisms that are used between the groups and the users and the users and the devices. And there's also other types of things that you can add to that. So there's a lot of code to keep track of, and also information about the environment itself for the how often the synchronization occurs, not a synchronization, but a replication occurs between the data source and the sync server, things like that. It says here on the second bullet, the performance of relational databases will typically decline as tables grow unless they are periodically reorganized. This also relates to the sync server, because to keep track of all this information, we use a DB2 database, and it's a relational database that includes tables, and these tables grow and shrink, and so being able to reorganize these tables will keep up the level of performance, because over time it would fragment the information and it could reduce the performance. Let's see. Third bullet, customer data should reside in back-end servers on separate systems from the DB2 EveryPlace system for maximum performance. So we saw that we're talking about a three-tier architecture here, where we have the mobile device, the sync server, and the data source. And since we use a JDBC subscription to talk to the Informix database, we have no requirement to have the Informix database on the same machine as the sync server itself. So by keeping them on separate machines, you can improve performance. Well, you can not improve performance, but get more scalability through your system. Okay, so we move now to slide 24. Sync server and client overview. The first thing, this bullet talks about the centralized administration. As I mentioned earlier, to be able to create these subscription sets, groups, and users, you use the mobile device administration center, that is a graphical user interface. And that means that everything is managed centrally through that interface in terms of defining what comes from the different data sources, what and what goes eventually to the different users and their devices. So that means that on the device itself, you don't have to do any administration. It's really an issue of having the application there and doing the synchronization. And once the device identifies itself, the sync server is able to figure out what needs to be transferred to that device. Because, as mentioned, it's centralized. It manages all the table definitions, constraints, and indexes. Because on the device, being a very small footprint database, you can't, through your programming and through just knowing your application, decide from the beginning what are the different indexes that are required on your tables. And after that, you simply synchronize and with the sync server. The sync server, through these different definitions, through the MDAC interface, controls the distribution of data, files, and application because it's all defined through these subscriptions and how it gets to the different users through the connections of subscription sets and groups. Grouping of subscriptions, access control for device users based on privilege means that the user on the mobile device as part of the application needs to log in to identify itself, and that's how it gets identified on the sync server, where all the definition of its data is there, and based on the privilege that user has, he will get the different data. Moving on to slide 25, a little bit of information about the details of the communication and the use of the mobile device. So what I'd like to say here is that it is you can encrypt the communication between the device and the sync server, which gives you a level of protection, but you also can encrypt the data on the device itself through the database, and of course you can request part of your application a username password that then limits access to the device, so that gives you a higher level of protection. It says here SSL with WEA, and I just want to mention an additional product, which is a WebSphere EveryPlace Access. That product is part of the WebSphere family that is really a superset of the DB2 EveryPlace functionality. Basically, it includes DB2 EveryPlace, but if you have needs to do more in terms of mobile users, if you have a need to also synchronize email, calendars, and other types of data, you may want to look at WebSphere EveryPlace Access that also uses a DB2 EveryPlace, so then you would have all the functionality I've talked about before, plus additional functionality in terms of managing the applications that goes to devices and email and calendar and contact list, that type of stuff that you could then add to that. So depending on what are your needs in terms of mobile users, we have additional solutions as part of IBM. Okay, slide 26, custom logic. As part of the definition, you can define how the data is being processed through the synchronization and through the replication. And so that allows you to do key substitution, as it says here. But the big key here is that you can customize conflict resolution. When you think about what happens on your device, there could be some situations where you change data on the mobile device and somebody in the back end also changes the data on the data source. And so you need to figure out at the business level how you want to handle this. And you can implement these business rules as part of the DB2 EveryPlace environment to be able to to resolve these conflicts. So that's a very important subject. On the other hand, what you want to do is from the beginning, when you design your environment, your mobile application, you want to minimize as much as possible the chances that there could be a conflict in the synchronization or replication of data. Okay, moving on to slide 27. What we see here is the starting point of the installation. And so it follows pretty much a standard interface from IBM Information Management to install the product. And so very simple interface where you get a screen that pops up where you can look at the install notes, release notice, and then you can install the product. Moving on to slide 28, once you decide to install the product, again, a very simple choice where you say either you install it in typical mode or custom mode, and most installation will simply use typical and install the entire product. Moving on to slide 29, it then allows you to configure the environment, and once again, this is pretty simple, where it's either a basic configuration because you have DB2 every place on one machine, or you can set it up in a distributed configuration or a clustered configuration. What that means is that depending on the size of your environment, you may want to distribute your DB2 every place on multiple machines to get higher scalability to support a higher number of users. And these choices are simple choices through the installation process. Okay, let's move on to slide 30. Once you install the product, the reason why I included this slide is in my case, when I first installed the product, I installed it and then I was wondering what to do next. And really what you do next is really figure out how to use MDAC, which is pretty easy to find, but also how do you create applications for your mobile devices. And so this slide shows you a directory structure, and the first arrow that I have there shows the products for the client platforms. So you go under the DB2 Every Place where it has been installed, clients, and then the platforms is the name of the platform itself. And that's where you will find the libraries that you need to create your applications for your specific device. Talking about creating application for the specific device, we saw earlier that we support multiple different development environments, but you have to consider that depending on what device you pick, you will be limited in terms of what are your choices of development. So some devices will support, for example, Java. So that means that you can use different products as IDEs to do your development in Java. But for example, if you use a Palm type device, at least up to now, you could not develop your application using the .NET environment because .NET doesn't run on the Palm. So these are the type of considerations you have to have for your software development. And so here I listed also, I pointed out a couple of things where the sync server components are under server, and WebSphere application server component are under was install. So that gives you the different parts with the WebSphere application server installation. That's a small version of WebSphere that allows you then to be able to run your sync server, because WebSphere is required for these servlets to listen to the requests coming from the portable devices. Okay, moving on to slide 31. Best practices. So in terms of the DB2 Everyplace small footprint database, and that would apply to also CloudScape, very simple things that when you have an application on your mobile device, even though it's not necessarily a huge database, you can speed up the processing on the mobile device by creating indices or create an index on your table so the query can be resolved faster. You also want to minimize the number of records that are that are sent to the client to make sure that it receives only the needed records, and that's through the filtering that I mentioned as part of the sync server interface. And so by having less data of the mobile device, that gives you more memory for other use, like your application itself and other application you may have on your device. And so that also by having less data, that means most likely faster access to that data. The other thing is synchronization. It's suggested that when you make changes, you want these changes to be known by the sync server as soon as possible. But there are situations where, for example, if you're filling out several forms, you're going around meeting with customers and you fill out several forms, then you may not have access to a place where you have connectivity, and so that may take a while before you synchronize. But also, if you have a lot of work to be done, you want to kind of batch everything so everything gets transferred at the same time. So things to consider, and that's part of the analysis from the start to decide what type of need do we have in terms of making sure we have the synchronized data between the mobile device and the data source. And in some cases, that could be sufficient to do it once in the morning to make sure that you get current data before you leave, and once at night when your day is over to transmit that back to the data source. In terms of subscription, it says here, subscriptions with different replication needs should go to different mirrors. The mirrors are the databases that are used to keep track of the information on the sync server. And so simply to make sure that you keep things separate. That's basically what it says. And in terms of subscriptions also, you want to minimize the number of subscriptions that you create, because then you minimize the need to access the number of times that the sync server needs to access the data source. And so you want to include as many tables as possible in the subscription that will cover the needs of everything you need to send to your clients, and then by using filtering, you limit the amount of data that is sent to the clients. Next is use long replication cycle. By using long replication cycle, you limit the impact on your data source. And so if you were to replicate every few minutes, for example, that would have an impact in terms of what your data source, how much resources are left to answer other application needs that talk to the data source directly. So you want to minimize that, because then the work is really done between the mobile device and the sync server, and eventually when you find an appropriate time, you synchronize, you replicate with the data source. And so using long replication cycles would limit the impact on your Informix database. Use upload subscription if possible for performance, because it inserts directly the data source, and minimize the use of complex filters, because, again, that's more processing, and also it can make it more difficult to manage, to be able to understand what type of filtering that you're doing. Continuing on slide 32, on the best practice, design solutions with no or minimum conflicts. So I mentioned earlier that you could have an issue of conflict resolution between the client and the data source. And if you look at your environment, you can limit the amount of conflicts that could arise. And in fact, in some cases, by filtering the information properly to the different users, you could basically almost eliminate these potential conflicts. And that, again, makes it simpler to manage the environment. Try to separate static and dynamic data. What that refers to is that there's some data that could be needed on the mobile device, but ends up being static. Once it's moved to the mobile device, it doesn't change, or from the data source, you know that that data doesn't change. So you want to identify this, and by identifying that static data, that means that you can make sure it doesn't get replicated and synchronized regularly, because it doesn't need to since the data is static. And client communication, when you're using network communication, there could be some delays in the transfer, so you may want to adjust some of the parameters. One more thing I'd like to mention is in terms of bandwidth, the bandwidth between the client and the sync server, for example, can depend not only on the network that you use, but also on the device itself. So you may want to investigate the details of how fast that device can transfer information, so you have a better idea of how long synchronization would take between the device and the sync server. So these are the types of things to consider. So why mobilizing IDS data? Because in many cases we have a mobile workforce, and by having access to data on demand, basically as you move around, you can increase productivity because you have the access to data immediately. We're by the way, we're on slide 33 here. And improve responsiveness because a mobile user can then make changes to the data and synchronize it and get the business answer right away, and decisions can be made based on the answers received. So that increase effectiveness, and that can optimize the business process, which then minimizes cost. Slide 34, for more information on mobility on demand, IDS mobility on demand, you have multiple websites you can consult, and you can also get the DB2 Everyplace documentation. And so this slide is there as a reference for you. So at this point, I'd like to pass it back to Anita for a wrap-up of this presentation.
Thanks, Jack. In conclusion, I'd like to say a few more words about IDS version 10. So IDS version 10 offers many enhanced features that allows companies to do more with less. Automatic features to eliminate system failures and improve performance, better security, scalability, and application development capabilities, to name a few. Well, in addition, IDS 10 can also significantly reduce downtime caused by scheduled and unscheduled outages with its patent-pending technology that allows rolling application upgrades for applications built on IDS and enterprise replication. So this big through new features ensures near continuous uptime even when applications require maintenance. So the takeaway, you know, for you today is, you know, IDS is version 10 is the best ever IDS release that we have ever delivered to the community, and that enterprise mobility is a reality today. So increase your employee productivity and, you know, reduce costs and increase customers', you know, satisfaction by extending the value of the IDS application to your mobile workforce. And if you need more information on enterprise mobility solutions based on for IDS, please contact your IBM sales rep or visit us at ibm.com/informix/IDS/mobility for more information. And with that, I'd like to turn it back to the operator.
Thank you. And before we take your questions, we would like to conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touch tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Question one, if you are currently using any version of IDS 7, please press star 1. And we'll pause just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Question two, if you are currently using any version of IDS 9, please press star 1. Question 3, if you are currently using IDS version 10, please press star 1. Question 4, are you making plans to mobilize your IDS data in the next 18 months? Press star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. And again, we'll pause just a moment. Question 5, the level of technical detail in this presentation was, for about right, press star 1. Not technical enough, press star 2. Too technical, press star 3. Question 6, the speakers for this teleconference were press star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, star 4 for poor. And again, we'll pause just a moment. Question 7, overall teleconference rating, press star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, star 4 for poor. And question 8, would you like someone from IBM to contact you regarding IDS version 10 and mobilizing your IDS applications? Press star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Now we'll move to your questions. If you'd like to ask a question or have a comment, press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Press star 1 for questions or comments. And again, we'll pause just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. And at this time, we have no one in the queue. We will give you a final opportunity. Press star 1 at this time for questions or comments. And we'll go to Jingtian Ling.
Yes. In the application development tool, list in the slide number 8, I don't see Informix 4GL or Informix IBM EGL is there. I wonder if that's the case. Is it included or not?
For enterprise mobility applications, we currently do not support E4GL applications type.
Okay.
Because because a lot of the mobile applications tools are needed to make sure that the application itself can fit on the handheld, the screen of the handheld.
Okay.
Yes, basically the key here is that it's really what can run on the mobile device, and the only place where we could consider 4GL would be if it was a laptop, but we don't have an interface through the client sync API to be able to handle that. If you were to go with EGL, you could include the Java libraries to do the synchronization, so that could be a possibility.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
And again, press star 1 on your touchtone phone for questions or comments. And we do have a follow-up. Jing-Ting King, your line's open.
Yes. How do I know this? When we design this thing, what's the screen size? What's the key field, consideration we should put in mind when we develop those applications?
Okay, if I understood right, the question is what should you use as the screen size when you develop for mobile applications?
Right.
Basically, you have to, from the start, you have to decide what device you'll be using and program accordingly. And there are ways to make it a little bit better through the standard programming to be able to adjust based on the maximum screen size. So you could have your application do it dynamically, but most likely when you implement a mobile application, you would have one application that runs on a specific device, so you'll know the size of your screen. And if you, on a also, let's say, on a tablet PC, you could have separate modules that handle that does the screen handling that could then be loaded based on what device you're using.
But the thing is, the device size itself may be changed because the technology development. Say, for example, a cell phone, the screen size could be changed.
So basically right now through the DB2 EveryPlace, we give you the API to be able to do the synchronization, but in terms of programming, it's all in your hands. So you decide how you want to handle it. So it's outside of our control. And so it's your programming and the environment and your programming best practices that decide how to handle that. It's outside of the DB2 EveryPlace.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And having no further questions, this does conclude today's conference. We do thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.